Blog Talk Radio.
Great evening, great evening, great evening, everyone. It is so good to have you back right here on the Nurturers Corners Blog Talk Radio show entitled, guess what, you guys? We have upgraded our title, and we are now Positive Change Agents. That's right. Right here at the Nurturers Corner, and we thank you so much for joining us each and every Friday night at 9 p.m., and we just love what's been going on right here at the Nurturers Corner, connecting and listening and learning from those who are making a positive change in this negatively changing world. So we are excited tonight, as always, but definitely each time brings more excitement, as we have with us tonight a young man who is serious about family, serious about life, and serious about community. It's hard to find that all wrapped in one mail package today. So we are so thankful to have none other than our special guest, Danny Wells, on the line. Have you joined us?
Hello. Hello,
hi,
hello,
Danny.
Hello. Hey.
Welcome. Thank you so much for being on the show tonight. Thank you for accepting.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, we know that the days are busy and long, but we thank you for stopping by tonight and just taking time to converse with us and our listening audience. And we just know that our listeners, I'm telling you, you are in for a treat tonight. I was blessed to meet Danny not long ago, and I was just intrigued with he and his family and just how they are forward-focused and just moving things in life and in the community. So let me stop tuning your horn, and Danny, why don't you introduce yourself to our listeners briefly?
Hello, listeners. I'm Danny Wells. I'm one of the owners of Black Print, which is a T-shirt company. What we're trying to do is actually put the black face back on the T-shirt instead of having Marilyn Monroe. We want to see some Ruby Dees. We want to see some quotes from black authors, so somebody can walk up and see that on the T-shirt and go, hey, who said that? And then start that communication again in the hood instead of just saying, oh, there's Michael Jordan. You know, there's no talk about that.
Right.
I want people on T-shirts that nobody knew about.
This is awesome. What?
I want to be able to have somebody to. Like I'm doing a Ruby Dee T-shirt right now. People didn't know that she was a playwright, an activist, and you know, they didn't know all these things about her. They didn't even know that she was that beautiful in her heyday. Like Marilyn Monroe didn't have nothing on her.
Right. Wow. I am inspired tell me this. I'm inspired by hearing your story, but what inspired you and your partner or partners to start Black Print?
Ah, interesting story. it was me and my ex-fiance. She has a bunch of ideas in her brain, and me, I pick them and try to bring them out into reality. And she's like a silent partner. But I told her, whatever you tell me, I'm going to try to make it come to fruition, because I believe in the dreams that she had. Instead of having to sit there like most of us do, and they have an idea, and we're like, I just let it sit. It's not going to work. I'm moving. I need to get this idea going. Not only is it going to benefit the community, it's going to benefit us. It's going to have people say, okay, you know what? Those are the owners of Black Print. But we still friends, so we still, you know, I'm just moving forward, doing what we got to do. And she's going to be able to reap the benefits as friends. But I'm glad that me and her can still keep a business relationship.
Wow. That's powerful right there, Danny. You especially don't hear that. And it's just the truth among us African Americans being peaceful, and no doubt in business, and we have a relationship, but we don't have a relationship. So I applaud you and your ex but newfound business partner. I applaud you. That is phenomenal, and I certainly praise and respect that, because in business we're normally not the best partners, and I'll say, historically, we haven't been the best of partners, but we're just evolving now, and I'm celebrating it across the board, because we don't have respect to African Americans, but we are the people that have let our community down the most. So I'm definitely pushing and uplifting that we're bringing it back to life. And I tell people, you know, just look to Black Wall Street and we'll see where we fall.
Mm-hmm.
Look to, you know, the times of yesterday when all we did have that we could go to was Black businesses. So I am celebrating that. And like I said, especially the newfound relationship you and your silent partner have, and that you are just running with it. I love it. So how do you see your business being part of the solution to today's negatively changing society? Because I know you said it's going to be a blessing. And a lot of times, you know, we that start off in business, that's part of our pitch that, you know, it's going to bless everybody. You know, somebody creates a popcorn stand. Well, there's 10.
Oh, no, I want to make some money, too.
Right. Of course. But so how will Black Print positively enhance the community and thereby curtailing the negatives in society? What three specifics do you see Black Print bringing to the forefront?
Well, the first of all, I'm not going to have the kind of designs that are gonna make men dress as women. I've seen that a lot, and men are wearing capri pants, and They're demasculating the men, black men. This is the way that they are able to stand over us when they know that there's no other way they can stand over us. So the way they do it is they start out with the youth, and they put up these images of these rappers who, and these idols, these false idols of these men, who get paid a lump sum just to wear a dress for 15, 20 minutes, and they can use that image forever.
Yes.
And then they go back into their regular clothes and go to their nice homes. They do this. They don't live that life of men dresses and men capri pants on a 24/7 basis. And people think that they do because they see the image of it. So image is everything. Whatever we capture with our eyes, we tend to log into our brain. So Black print needs to log into what men are, black men are, what we mean to this world and society. A lot of this world was built on the backs of black men. So we need to see that. We need to remember that. They want us to forget it and implant a whole different idea in our head that's not the reality.
Right. Wow. I love it that, you know, it's going to encourage us to be the best of who we were created to be. I love it. And, you know, like you said, of course, making money, but the money's going to be a blessing in the community and not across town. Right.
I was working with some ideas with a guy who owns another internet radio station, and we were thinking of something like belts and barbecues, like give away free belts to these boys out here with their pants sagging and give them free barbecue. You need to put the belt on right here, right now in front of me, pull it all the way up past your butt,
do it
the right way, and you get some barbecue. It ain't hard.
You
get a free meal. As long as you show me right now, right here, right now, that you can put this belt on. Free belt for you. But today, you're going to wear the belt right.
Right.
You're going to wear your pants right today. Because you want some barbecue.
Ain't it? I love
it. So we're going to try to fix some of the things little by little.
Mm-hmm.
And get some more brothers on board and we can get it moving. There's a lot of talk. People do a lot of talk, but these boys in this community, they just want somebody to chill, eat some barbecue, talk to them like real men that they're missing.
Mm-hmm. When are you starting that?
Well, we're talking about doing something this summer, so it's either going to be either in August or at the end of July.
Okay. You make sure you hit us up, and we'll do our best to get the word out because we're all about supporting those things that are going to positively impact our world, because we got to live with this, and we have to make a decision with action what we're going to live with and what we're not going to live with. So that right there is a positive move that we can definitely sign on to and endorse. So definitely let Lady C know, and we're going to just spread the word, you know, and be plugged into that as much as possible. So I love it. Belts and barbecue in the neighborhood. I love it.
Yes. So, fashion and food.
Say it again.
Fashion and food.
Fashion and food. Come on. We're going to mix it up. And that's right, listeners. Look, you're going to have a firsthand look at Black print because they're going to be at our Opportunity Makers Youth Business Expo, which is going to be held July 22nd. From 10 to 2 p.m. at 7414 South Cottage Grove in Chicago, right in the middle of what's going on. So make sure you be looking and get that registration done as soon as we flip out that flyer and the Eventbrite. It's a key event, but we got to get a head count. So check in and be in, or you're going to miss out. So listen, Dan, what is do you have any plans for impacting the community for the remainder of 2017? I mean, with Black Print, with whatever else you got going, what else is on the calendar that we can look forward to?
I'm looking forward to my mother. She owns a business called Denim Lux. I'm part of that business. I'm her CEO. So I help her out with the business, so get some sales and things. But she's one of the pioneers, I would say, because I haven't seen it done. I internet searched it, and nobody else is doing what she's doing. She makes denim jewelry, like denim chokers, denim purses, denim shoes. She does this. This is a woman that was working for immigration, quit the job. Now she decided to follow her dream because she knew God, what the path that God had for her wasn't to be an immigration manager just because it was money. She wanted, God's plan for our life is to be happy and to be able to contribute to this world, not just to sit. That's why we get these ideas. He implanted these ideas way beforehand. I would even go so far as saying that he gave us, that we actually set up the time in our life where we picked our own awakening for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Well, God said, you're going to be awakened. You're going to see things that you didn't see before.
Right.
Things that you've never seen. And you're going to realize that it's me that's doing it.
Yes.
And you're going to move on it without fear.
Right. Absolutely.
So I believe that Black Print is going to move and keep moving and connect with the right people and get things going to the point where we'll be able to reach a vast audience, and people are going to respect the brand and not just look at it as a fad.
I love that. So the plan is that it's going to be not just fashion, but a movement. Is that what you're gearing towards? And so,
that's what I want to gear it towards. That's exactly the move I'm going. That's the move I'm going with it.
Right.
Because at first it's fashion to get people to look, and then once people see, then they want to touch, taste, and feel. They want to be a part of it. So I just got to get people to look. It's part of our senses. It's our natural instinct. We see something nice, we want to touch it. We want to feel it. We want to put ourselves in it.
True.
You know, I sell cards. That's my full-time job. So people, you have some people that window shop, and they want you to tell them about it, and they want to just experience from far away because they don't want to put their feet into it because they've been disappointed by so many things. But disappointment is a learning tool.
Right.
And that's the thing people don't get. Disappointment is, you're supposed to be disappointed in life about some things. So when you run across that same thing, you know how to fix it. This is why they train you for a job before they just throw you in it. Because they want you to be successful. So this is a repetition.
Right.
If wherever we slip up at, we'll fix it. And then we'll do it better the next time. Like I remember when my mother first started out, she did a show, wasn't a lot of people there, and she looked at me and said, "We're gonna fix this."
Right.
And I was like, "Mom, don't be disappointed." And she was like, "I'm not." She said, I need to see this. I need to see this part of the business. So I know how to fix it."
Mm-hmm. I love that. Wow. And now we want to put a name with a name. Your mom's name is?
Is Juanita Wilson.
Okay. And what's her website again?
It's Denim Lux. And you
okay.
can you can Google it on Facebook, Denim Lux Jewelry,
okay.
jewels.com. She has a website on there.
Okay.
And I'll send you the information too.
Right. Okay. I'm loving this. Listen, people, you haven't seen no denim jewelry nowhere. Don't play. We're going to support ours. And those who are projecting that positive change in our communities, we're going to get behind and get our elbow to elbow with them and just be plugged in. So no doubt you got it. She's going to be on the show soon. We're going to make that happen. So Danny, tell us in our last, well, I am really loving this dialogue because it's so provocative to really search inside of self to see what am I sitting on. Like
mm-hmm.
in Kings, when Elisha told the widow woman of the prophet, he said, look inside your house and see what you have in your house. Her response,
mm-hmm.
every time I hear it preached or I read it, it really does something inside of me. And her response was, your handmaiden doesn't have anything, comma, but a cruse of oil. So she discounted what she had to be nothing. And mm-hmm. it sounds like, Danny, you and your mom are saying, oh, I got something. I just got to make it be what it already is to everybody else. So what?
Oh yeah.
What prompted your journey? Because not everybody will step out onto, give me a break, denim jewelry. And I'm definitely going to get your mom on here so she can speak to her story.
Yeah, my mother is my inspiration. She's like, God placed a lot of awakening in her through her pain. Through what she had to
right.
go through and through what she went through.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned from that. Like, someone's in the hospital, my mother is always the straight face, the let's get this together, let's fix this, not the, oh, my God, I told
right.
you so, da, 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 and just
right.
weeping for no reason. Because when
right.
you weep, there's you've given up. You've given up
yes.
on whatever God's promises for you. God says, I can't step in now because I was stepping, but then you jump right in front of me with the weeping. So either you want me to
right.
fix this, you got to let me do it how I'm going to do it. Now, how you going to do it? I'm the almighty being, not you. You're a part of me.
Right.
You have that ability, but you're not.
Right.
Let me do it. You ask for my help, let me do it. And a lot of times
yeah.
we ask God to give us, to make a miracle happen, and then we walk right in front of it and say, wait, God, it ain't, I don't want you to do the miracle like this. You're
that
like, no,
so
you said
true.
You was hungry. Here's the food. So, like, you may not like the food, but if you're hungry, you're going to eat it. And then once you eat it, you're going to see
yes.
the benefits of what I gave you.
Yes. Yes.
And a lot of, we don't
wow.
we don't want the, we don't understand his benefits of what he's put
mm-hmm.
in front of us. You're like, no, I don't want that. I didn't want that husband. I wanted one that would look like this and that was like this. And he's like, no,
right.
this is, you asked for a good man. And this is the one that I put in front of you.
Right.
I got a whole plan for y'all future where you gonna, where he's going to have this and you're going to have that. But you telling me this is not good. I already had him. I created him for you. And you telling
right.
me, nah, God, I'll wait. Okay, what do you want then? I want him over there. But that's not what's going to get you to what you want. I want him. Okay,
right.
go ahead. Have him. Go ahead, take it.
Hey.
Then you end up hurt and trying to figure it out. And then you're like, why, God, why? And he was like, that ain't me, that's you. You chose that.
Right. Right.
I put things in front of you so you could see already what I had planned for you, but you told me no. So now you're going to experience it, and I'm going to have to take you back, and I'm going to have to start all over with this blessing until you let me do what is my job.
It's absolutely right. People, if you are not digging around in your drawer for that paper that you have hid in the back, like God don't see it and ain't nothing going to happen with it, or You got that journal that you've buried in some bookcase and you're not digging it out right now. Come on, shake yourself and get about the business that's been put inside of you to accomplish the positive change in our community that we say we want. And I love the stories, Danny, that you are representing and that your mom is actually representing, you representing your story, that says regardless, there's a forward motion that's going to bring a lot of blessing and leave a trail that can be followed behind me. So we're about to wrap it up, unfortunately, people. But Danny, I want you to just speak to those of us who want to be as impactful to our communities as you are doing and as your mom is doing. What top advice items do you have to give us to become that same motivation and inspiration impacting our communities as you guys are?
And what I'll say is this. You have to know the voices in your head and understand that the things that you hear, those things that keep you in a certain place, that's not you. You've been, that voice has been in you since you were little. Once you started being put into a certain box, that voice is your ego. You have to understand that your ego does exist. It is in your mind. It stays there. It wants you to curse that person out, to understand this. It's not always the devil. It's your ego. And once you realize your ego wants you to be in turmoil and in confusion and in pain, because it lives off that. It's a cancer to your Holy Spirit. Your ego is the counter to the Holy Spirit. And the only way we can hear the Holy Spirit is if we ask God for a miracle and we ask Him to come into and to be that light in the dark. As long as you're in the dark, the ego is fine. It's happy. It's content. It's going to keep you in the same relationship. It's going to keep you in the same job. It's going to keep you upset at your neighbor. It's going to keep you talking crap about your boss, because it feeds off that. Because you know it's not going to make you move yet. I hate that girl over there. She makes me sick. I hate when she come in to work and da-da-da-da. Then you get to gossiping. Then you get to talking. Then there's turmoil around you. Then there's energy. Energy is developed, a hateful energy, a suspect energy, that the ego just takes it and puts it on two slices of bread and eats it all up. It's it. Yeah. Like, thank you for providing this for me. If it's not done out of love, it's not God. That's how you know what's the ego and what's you. So remember that when you feel like I want to do something, I have this thing in my spirit that I want to try, and then you hear that voice said, "No, my friend down the street did it the other day, and it didn't work for them. So I'm gonna wait." That's your ego, like, yes, because if she or he really realizes who they are, they're not gonna need me. This cancer is gonna be cut out of you. You don't want to be cut out.
Right.
Sugar feeds cancer, and your ego is looking for you to continue to feed it. So just go. If you have an idea, write it down. Figure out how to do it. You may not even get it done this year, but you need to put in place how you're going to get it done. Step by step. Don't say you won't get along. Yeah. Don't say you won't get this done, because then you're stepping in front of God again.
Right.
You want to see you put forth the effort. Nothing but positivity. I have people come in and get a car with bad credit all the time. And they're like, oh, okay. And then they bring that one person with them that said, hey, I didn't get approved the other day. I said, your situation, brother, is not a situation.
Oh, wow.
Hello?
Come on, Danny.
All right. I was in my preaching mode. I had to. Let me back up a little bit. When I was younger, my mama and them used to say I was going to be a deacon. But yeah, they did. But God has His ways of staying with you, because He wants people to hear a certain thing from you. And I believe that He has implanted from my mom to me how to awaken the true God in you, the God that birthed you. And wait till you get a hold of my mama. Wait till you get a hold of my mama. You think I'm something?
I can't wait.
This is a little bit. My mama.
Yes.
She had a whole. She prayed about a bunch of. She meditates and I'm like, Ma, when she first started telling me about meditation, I was like, Ma, you meditating? You ain't no Buddhist and then. And she's like, No, I'm not. I said, but she said, baby, Jesus meditated all the time.
Right.
See, that's how you clear your mind of everything and let God enter. He can't enter through clutter. He ain't stepping over all this stuff in your head.
That's right.
You got to clear a path for Him in your mind so He can intercede for you. I'm like, okay, all right. So.
I love it. Well, I'm going to be reaching out to my sis Juanita. And I've already checked out that website. I'm be getting me a piece here or there. And we just look forward to what we all are going to do to make and command our world to be the positive change that we are. And we're going to remain positive change agents in this negatively changing world. So, Danny, thank you so much again for joining our show. And
tell your listeners to come out.
Absolutely.
To come out and see me at my store, too, at Fox Car Credit on 5401 West 63rd Street. And I'll hook them up. I don't care what their credit looks like. I got them.
Okay. I love it. I'll be pitching that as well, Danny. Thank you
so much.
Good night, everybody. Good night,
Danny.
Good night. Talk to you soon. All right.
I love you, sister.
Love you. Bye-bye.